Canton police say a suspect is in custody in a hit-and-run crash. 34-year-old Brian Blankenship of Jackson Township was arrested Monday. He was wanted on warrants charging him with felony vehicular assault and leaving the scene. Blankenship is accused of driving recklessly on 9th Street Northwest November 4th, running a stop sign at Shorb Avenue and crashing into a car. The victim suffered serious injuries. Police say Blankenship fled the scene. He's scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court today. Consent agreements have recently been approved between the operators, the Hall of Fame Village, Stark County Port Authority, and Canton City Schools. Port Authority last week gave consent for the Village to go private. It loaned the resort $5 million in 2022 and amended the amount to $5.52 million 2 years later. Port Authority waived defaults on the agreement. School District agreed to lease Tom Benson Stadium to the new operators of the Village. The change is not expected to affect operations at the stadium. Stark County will receive $7.5 million in state grants for the ongoing renovation and addition at the county jail. The funding comes from the Ohio Jail Safety and Security Program, launched by Governor DeWine in 2021 to help communities build or renovate jails and improve security. Across the state, the program has provided more than $230 million for nearly 70 projects, including new construction, renovations, and safety upgrades. U.S. News & World Report has released its rankings of the nation's best elementary schools. In Ohio, Whipple Heights Elementary in the Perry Local District was 40th. Avondale and Plain Local was 49th, and Louisville was 87th. Other area elementary schools making the list include Middle Branch, Ransom Bar, and Fraser in Plain, W.S. Stinson in Northwest, and Lake Cable in Jackson. The list analyzed student performance in math and reading across more than 100,000 schools nationwide, including state assessments and proficiency levels. Ravenna police have identified the man killed by a train Friday afternoon. 63-year-old James Glendenning of Kent was struck by a westbound CSX train while walking on tracks between South Chestnut and Diamond Streets at about 3 o'clock. South Chestnut was temporarily closed. Police say the death is under investigation. They requested train video from CSX. Teenager sentenced for a crash that killed another teen in Portage County. The girl, who was 17 at the time of the crash in April, was given a 1-to-180-day jail sentence, a 16-year license suspension, 1 year of probation, and community service. 16-year-old Brock Jones was one of four teens in a car that crashed along Scott's Corners Road near Jones Road in Palmyra Township. Troopers say the car went off the road into a ditch, causing it to hit a utility pole and several small trees before overturning. The driver and two other teens in the vehicle suffered minor injuries. An update was released on the explosion at an apartment building in Austintown. Fire Chief Dave Schertzer says the Saturday afternoon blast at Phoenix House on North Meridian Road is under investigation. Preliminary findings indicate natural gas could have caused the explosion, but investigators have not determined the source or trigger. The building has been declared uninhabitable, and it's too early to say if it can be repaired. 13 people were reported injured, including one person in critical condition. Most of the others were treated and released. Residents will be contacted about retrieving their belongings. Man sentenced to die for the beating death of a woman in Youngstown is asking the state Supreme Court to halt his appeals and set an execution date. 56-year-old Lance Hunley made the request October 27th in a handwritten letter, acting as his own attorney. No execution date has been set. Hunley was convicted in 2018 of aggravated murder with death penalty specifications in the November 2015 beating and strangulation death of 41-year-old Erica Huff. He was also found guilty of attempted murder and aggravated arson for beating Huff's mother and setting the home on fire while the women were inside. Hunley has filed multiple appeals, all denied, and had made a similar request last year before withdrawing it. Charges filed against a man accused in a shooting at an Austintown bar. WFMJ-TV reports Lake Milton police arrested 21-year-old Xavier Yockman in the Craig Beach area with help from the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Yockman was jailed on charges of felonious assault, having weapons under disability, using weapons while intoxicated, and illegal possession of a firearm on liquor permit premises. One person suffered two gunshot wounds to the arm in the Sunday morning incident at Chipper Sports Bar. Victim was listed in stable condition. Yockman was scheduled to be arraigned Monday afternoon.